Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In Parshas Yisro, B'nai Yisrael received the Torah at Har Sinai. 7 weeks after B'nai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they gathered around Har Sinai in an incredible sense of unity and harmony. And then the Torah says in Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Gimel, U'Moshe Ala El HaElokim, and Moshe went up to God, Vayikra Elav Hashem Min Ahar, and Hashem called out to him from the mountain, etc., etc. And many Mefarshim ask some basic questions on this pasuk. The Torah first says, U'Moshe Ala El HaElokim. Moshe went up to God, and only afterwards Hashem called out to him from the mountain. Why did Moshe go up before God had asked him to come up to the mountain in the first place? And when Moshe did go up the mountain, where exactly did he go to? If he went up the mountain, why didn't the Torah say that? The Torah says, U'Moshe Ala El HaElokim. Moshe went up to God. It doesn't say he went up the mountain. Many Mefarshim ask these questions. One of the beautiful explanations comes from the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, Reb Chaim ben Attar, who died in 1743. The Orach Chaim and other Mefarshim understand this pasuk in the following beautiful way. If we go way back to the Sneh, to the burning bush, when Hashem first revealed himself to Moshe, one of the things that Moshe said to Hashem was, it's in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yid Aleph, Mi anochi ki eilech el par. Who am I, said Moshe, that I should go up to Paro and take B'nai Israel out of Egypt? And Hashem replied to Moshe in the very next pasuk, I will be with you, said Hashem. And this is the sign for you that I have sent you when you bring the people out of Egypt. Ta'avdun esa Elokim el al hahar hazeh. You will serve God on this mountain. The Orach Chaim says Moshe understood that Hashem's response, Moshe understood that to be an invitation from God, a call from God to go up the mountain. And that is what Moshe did. When B'nai Israel left Mitzrayim, Moshe remembered what Hashem told him. When you leave Egypt, you will serve me on this mountain. So that's what Moshe did. They left Egypt, they came to Har Sinai, and U'Moshe Ala El HaElokim. We asked, why did Moshe go up the mountain before God asked him to? According to the Orach Chaim, God did ask Moshe to go up the mountain. Moshe was invited to go up the mountain way back at the Sneh. And the reason the Torah says that Moshe went up to God and not that Moshe went up the mountain is to remind us of the invitation that God gave Moshe at the Sneh. Hashem said, Ta'avdun es ha'elokim. And so Moshe did that. U'Moshe Ala El ha'elokim. And so, according to the Orach Chaim, Moshe began ascending the mountain. He was the ever-faithful servant of God, so he jumped at the opportunity to approach God. And then, once Hashem saw his initiative, once Hashem saw Moshe's willingness to get close to him, right after that, Vayikra Elav Hashem Min Hahar. Hashem called out to him from the mountain. And what Moshe did is a lesson for each and every one of us when we want to approach God and when we want God to call out to us. The Orach Chaim says that Hashem invited Moshe to Har Sinai, and then, before anything could happen, Moshe needed to put in his own effort to take the first step. He had to do what the Zohar calls Itarusa Dilisata. Itarusa Dilisata is a stirring, an awakening, an arousal from below, from this world. We need to begin the process down here, so to speak, of getting close to God, of growing, of developing spiritually. That was Moshe. Hashem told him to come up to the mountain. And, U'Moshe Ala El HaElokim, he took the first step, so to speak. And then Hashem responds with what the Zohar calls, Itarusa Dele'ela. He is awakened. God is awakened above, so to speak. The Medrash in Shir HaShirim Rabbah says this idea explicitly. Hashem says to B'nai Yisrael, all you need to do is make an opening for me that is the size of an eye of a needle, says God. And once you do that, says God, I will create an opening for you that is so large that wagons and carriages can pass through. That is Hashem's invitation, but we need to take the first step. First, there is Itarusa de la Sata, and then there is Itarusa de la Eila. First, we take the first step, and Hashem will do the rest, so to speak. That is what Moshe did when he went to Har Sinai to get the Torah. First, Moshe ala el Elokim, and then and only then, Vayikra elav Hashem minahar. Moshe did that when he went to get the Torah, and that is exactly what we need to do to receive our Torah. Have an amazing day, everyone!